Tell me how long you've been associated with the Mesa Arts Center now.
Well, I've been associated with Randy Vogel for quite a long time. He was one of the first presenters in the 1900s that booked me in 1998.
I love you young guys. No, old guy humor. Go ahead.
We kept in touch. And, you know, in 2011 or 12, he invited me to come do the complete Bach cello suites here at the Mesa Arts Center. But I decided to break down all the walls and showcase basically the cellistic Bible in a very informative, accessible way. After that, the audience's reaction and the kind of reverberation of what that concert stood for kind of got him thinking. And he asked if I would consider helping with the Mesa Arts Center in creating a new series that kind of riffed off of that. And that's the Mesa Arts Series Inside and Out. And that's where we are. And this is my fourth year now of bringing in colleagues and wonderful musicians from around the world that not only believe in that kind of approach that we have to make this kind of music very accessible, but are willing to do even more behind the scenes by going out. So the outside is going into the community and bringing it to the thousands of people that can be invigorated, not just the people that go inside the concert hall.
The thing you bring to the stage is not only your own creativity, but also some of it's got to be who you know, buddies and people that you observe. Hey, would you try this? Is that kind of what happens?
In bringing people to this series?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The musicians are coming this week. Am I right? Are you an alum of the university they're involved with?
Yes. So what created this thing, this creature that you're sitting in front of right now, this person that wants to do so much more, was my time at the Peabody Conservatory of Music, which was in Baltimore. I was 19. I was starting to perform outside in concerts, but I realized there wasn't a tremendous amount of accessibility for the arts. And I started asking to go play in schools and do things that built me from 19 years old through 29. Fast forward 20 years, I realized that why am I one of the only few that really sees that necessity and also has the muscles built to be able to do both? And I had this big idea to go back to my alma mater and ask them if they would partner with me in this idea to help build the next generation of musicians and be giving them opportunities to build these muscles from 19 on. And they were so thrilled by this opportunity that they're created a curriculum. It's called the Young Artist Development Series. And so I go to Peabody each year and audition several times for young people that have this passion. They want to break out and share, and they just can't hold it back. And then we give them the opportunity to come to Mesa. And they're here right now. It's the Marquee Brass. And they're a wonderful group of brass players that all they want to do is share. They're kind of a Canadian brass kind of presentation of comedy, accessibility, familiar tunes, things that we should know and that they can educate us with. But then they go out in the community, which is where they are right now.
Yeah. When I'm seeing it build as an American musical journey, what are we going to be hearing?
Well, this is the thing is I'm asking them to announce it from the stage.
Okay.
And this is part of the process. When you go to a rock show, they don't give you a set list. They just start playing, and you're so excited by the unknown and also the presentation to connect with the audience. So I've seen the Marquee Brass's set list, and I've asked, and I don't know if they're going to do it, to not give it to the audience. I'd like them to announce it. I'd like them to kind of be able to kind of communicate the arc of the evening. But it's going to be a fantastic evening on Thursday night.
How do you know these guys? You know, when you're working with them, you're bringing them up.
For this kind of position, there has to be already a spark there. Something. They walked out and they already had 70% of their shtick down. What that means is that they already had something to share with me. And since I've known them about a year now, they have done amazing things.
You know, for those of us who live here all the time, you know, we wonder about what's going on the other side of the Mississippi Rivers. For some reason, when so much dynamic stuff's happening here, we forget to take advantage of it,
right,
or recognize it's there. What's your take on Mesa Arts Center?
It is the reason to live here.
Yeah.
That is a magnet. It is everybody who's anybody plays at the Mesa Arts Center, and anybody who lives around here, the fact that they can go there and be sitting in the most gorgeous performing arts center imaginable, you got to pinch yourself.
Well, we do pinch ourselves for the presence of that, and you're coming back and bringing all these young musicians.
Thank you.
Sewell Bailey, again, congratulations on the Grammy.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for coming back.
Always.